When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Hi, this is Tokes Olagundore, and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. This is Michelle, and I'm very excited to be having a moment, an interview with Tonks from The Neighbor and talking about her new adventure online in the YouTube world. So welcome, Tonks.
Thank you.
So first I have to say, I loved The Neighbor. You were wonderful. It was such a wonderful cast. The humor and the writing was just amazing. And so I have to say, I did as much as I could to say, don't take it off there. But I didn't succeed.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, it's okay. We had a couple of really good years, and it was almost a blessing in disguise because the network didn't really pay all that much attention to us. So we were kind of able to do a lot of stuff that we may not have otherwise been able to do.
Right.
So, yeah, we had a really good time with it.
Yeah, because there were some great one-liners in there that I think people had to think about to catch some of the jokes you would play on other networks, lines you would drop that were just subtle enough that some people may have not caught it unless you were a true TV fan or a true, you know, sci-fi person or whatever. So
yeah,
there were a lot of great lines.
A lot of pop culture, yeah.
Yes, yes. So, and it seemed like it was a great crew to work with.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was amazing from top to bottom, from producers and writers, directors, all the way, you know, to the people who, you know, work side by side with us every single day, you know, like makeup and wardrobe and, you know, all the gaffers and the crew guys. Like, everybody was kind of amazing, you know. So it was a good time. I mean, I'm a bit sad that, you know, it's not going to be around anymore, but at the same time, I'm really, really proud of what we did, and I don't know that I ever would have found a show that really showcased what I can do so well. They let me do so much stuff on that show, so I can't really be sad about it, you know?
Yeah, I was telling Amy before you came on, you're hilarious, you're beautiful, you're a great role model. I've enjoyed watching you on the show, and then of course I have also caught up and watched the callbacks. And so, speaking about the callbacks, I'd love to hear what kind of where did that little brainchild come from?
I would love to say that I have like this major statement to make about the industry and that's where it came from, but it actually stems from. I did a film called Democracy at Work with these two amazing guys, Matt Jones and Michael Savotti. We were three of the cast members in this show, or in this film. It's an independent, and we just, you know, because it was an independent and they had saved money, we had the rare opportunity to rehearse for a really long time before we filmed, so that by the time we filmed, we knew what we were doing, we weren't wasting any time. So we really got to bond, and the three of us have such excellent chemistry, and they will forever be my friends, and they are close friends of mine now. And I said to them, I was like, I don't want this to end. Like, this can't end. We need to do something else. And Mike was like, well, everybody has a web series right now. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, we should write something. And they were both like, oh, we don't write. And that was actually one of my focuses in high school and in college. And I very nearly chose writing over acting, but the main reason that I didn't was I went to a school with some slightly pretentious people, and you know, when you get to the point where you would, like, you know, go over the script, everyone liked what I did, but they read a lot into it that just wasn't there, and it frustrated me, and I got to the point where I just didn't want anyone to read my stuff anymore, so I focused on the acting a bit more, which I was already, but you know, it's no choice at that point. And so I said, I'll try to write something. I write, just, you know, and they were like, you do? And I was like, yeah. And they kind of were like, yeah, okay, we'll see. So I wrote a pilot, So we were like, what should it be about? And we were like, it could be, we could sit in a bar or we could sit in whatever. You know, we were just talking about it. And I was like, oh, my God, what about a casting office? And they were like, that's a great idea. And Michael, literally in that moment off the top of his head, was like, we could call it Callback. I was like, okay. And I went away and I, you know, thought of what the characters could be based on what I know about these guys. And, you know, like a lot of their own traits of like who they are in the characters, and just kind of formed this show. And, it's
quite funny. It's quite funny. I watched the first two, and I really enjoyed it. Are you basing anything on callbacks that you have went to and different people you've seen sitting in the waiting rooms? Are you grasping from your experience on some of these characters and some of your lines? Or are you go ahead.
Not from my experience. I actually have a nonprofit theater company in New York, and we haven't been doing much lately because I've been in Los Angeles working, but we did do a few shows that I had to, you know, go through the casting process of because I was a producer. And I think it's more based on, like, the theater auditions that I have sat on the other side of the table, you know, from actors in.
Right.
And, you know, a few stories that I have heard from other people. There's nothing really in there that's based on anything that I, as an actor, have experienced. And then there's a lot of it that's just like, oh, what if this happened? I'm a very neurotic person, so my mind is constantly filled with what if. So
right.
that comes in very handy when you're writing.
So you never really experienced shit by death?
No.
The poor guy.
Yeah, I know.
That was just so okay. Very classic.
Yeah.
I thought the iPod play was also funny. Another iPod. Because they're everywhere. I mean, from 5 years old and up.
Yep.
So, I thought that was great. What are you enjoying about your writing it? So what are you, since this is kind of bringing out different experiences, what are you enjoying about doing the writing now, since you're kind of tapping back into your first calling?
I never stopped writing. So, you know, I just never really did anything with it. So I never stopped, but it's very different when you see it come to fruition, and it's very different when you have people who get what you're writing. You know, I think because of my Norwegian side, my mum's Norwegian, I have a very, very dark sense of humor. And some people don't really get it. You know, some people either think that I'm being serious or that I'm being offensive, and I'm really not. I'm kidding, you know, but some people just don't get it. And it's really nice to have producers and a director and actors who appreciate it and get it, because I didn't want to work with anybody who was going to dumb down my script. I think that people are a lot smarter than we give them credit for, and if they don't get it, they don't get it, you know. So it's kind of great to have something in other people's mouths and bodies and see it come to life, and that actually gives me more ideas, and it's very, you know, motivating. So that's kind of the part of it that I'm enjoying the most, because I never really got to see that part of it before, you know.
Yeah. You also mentioned the producing part. Are you enjoying that, and what challenges do you kind of find when you do a little bit of the producing? You mentioned you may have done a little bit with the nonprofit, and so when you kind of step on the other side of the fence with the producing part, what do you find challenging?
I mean, I don't really find it challenging insofar as what I do for the show. I mean, the most challenging thing, I think, always is raising money. That's always the most challenging thing for a producer in theater and in film. If you want to do something and do it well, you have to put some money behind it. We're very lucky that most of the people who were working on it were doing it for free. But, you know, you still have to get clothes and equipment and feed people, and, you know, that's money. So I would say that's the hardest part. But, you know, I am very lucky on this particular project, because even though I am a producer on it, I I'm very, you know, very much on the periphery, and I the producers I'm working with know what they're doing, know more than I do about that part of it. And when I get on set, you know, I've already discussed with the director in depth what we're doing and everything. I don't necessarily like to step out of my actor's shoes on set and start, you know, taking on the role of producer or writer. If there are times where I have to, and I do it, and do it gladly, but I'd like to be able to not only focus on what I'm doing that day, which is the acting, but also I like to bond with the other actors in the scenes as an equal. It's sort of difficult to do that when you're kind of bossing people around, you know?
When, talking about doing a little bit of everything, if we're talking, hopefully some fans are listening and everything, and you've done several things from writing to producing and behind the scenes and in front of the camera, is there any a piece of advice out there that you can throw with people that they can, you know, someone who's aspiring to possibly produce or write, anything you can kind of a word of wisdom to them?
Yeah, you have to work hard and you can't feel entitled. Unfortunately, this entitlement thing is getting out of hand, I think, with every, you know, year that goes by. There are more and more people on the planet who just sort of feel like, yeah, well, I deserve this. And it's like, yeah, maybe you do, but you have to prove it. And even once you've proven it, you have to keep on proving it. You know, some of the most successful, well, not some, pretty much all of the most successful people in the world, you know, they've proven it, but they still wake up early and go to work and work hard and come home late. And, you know, you have to put the work in, and you can't necessarily expect anything in return other than knowing you put in a good day's work. You need to be satisfied with the work itself and not necessarily expect recognition, not necessarily expect accolades, not necessarily expect money, you know, like you have to, if you want success, I think that you need to have a passion for what you're doing, because you have to enjoy doing it for what it is first and not for making money, you know. So I would say work hard and never stop working, because you're going to get knocked down. You have to get back up. You have to find another venue, another avenue, another way to get what you want to get done, you know. And you also have to learn. You have to always be learning. You can never think that you know everything. You have to listen to the people who have done it before, and you have to take advice, and you have to take criticism well, and you can't have a bad attitude or an ego. It's really,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
No, I mean, I think you're right. I think anything we do in life, you have to work hard, and you know, it doesn't come for free, and you have to, you know, put your two feet forward and keep going.
I mean, even when it sometimes does come for free, like when you have legacy actors or even you have someone like Donald Trump who came for money, these people still have to go to work and work hard every day. You know, even if you had a leg up at the beginning, you still have to maintain it, you know. So it's hard work no matter what. And the second you let it slide, you're going to lose it.
Yeah. Well, no matter what anybody says about Trump, I mean, he's a hard worker.
That man works harder than most people. He's always working.
I mean, yeah, I don't think he sleeps.
Yeah, I know. I can't say that I particularly like the guy, but I do have a great deal of respect for him.
Right. And there's people like that I come across, too. It's like, I may not necessarily like them, but I respect them for busting their ass and, you know, working hard for where they're at.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and often it's just the way life is, and I think that should apply to anything we do in life.
Absolutely. I completely
agree. Do you have any other projects that you could share with the fans that you have coming up or going on?
Don't have anything I can share, but there is always something going on.
Well, that's great. And what we'll do is we'll make sure everybody has your website and your Twitter so they can kind of follow you and make sure we know what's going on as something may come out that we can talk about. And I did enjoy callbacks. Thank you. It's very funny, and we'll definitely put it on the air for our website and let people kind of get exposed to it. Yeah. Now, one more question. A lot of times we talk about different charities and different things that people do in their lives that support other organizations. Is there anything out there? Like, a lot of times we support two things, bullying, anti-bullying, and anti-cancer programs just from different hosts. But is there anything that you're that the fans could know that you're passionate about? That, you know, it's always nice to know when you're a fan of someone that you're passionate about a certain charity or a certain topic. Is there anything that you're passionate about?
Yeah, I mean, there are a few things. I mean, unfortunately, I've had a lot of people close to me either survive or pass away from cancer. And so any cancer organization is always like, you know, if you can support it in any way, I say you probably should, because it will touch your life, unfortunately, in some way. But the causes that are most dear to my soul are anything that has to do with animals and anything that has to do with veterans. So my grandfather was a veteran, and I rescued all my dogs. Have been rescue animals, and so I have worked with Hands and Heroes, which is actually an organization that works with both veterans and animals, so it's kind of a two-for-one there. That's, you know, I think that, you know, I think that people can't be kind to and compassionate to animals, but I think you're missing a part of your soul, and I think that the people who make every country run and run safely are not necessarily the politicians. You know, we have, you know, our military and our the armed forces in general, and police officers are not considered veterans when they retire, neither are firefighters, but they should be. And as far as I'm concerned, so should teachers or civil servants. So I think that we should do as much as we can to help and encourage them, because without them, we are not safe and we are not educated. I come from a place where there is no 911. Doesn't exist. So just even that little thing is, you know, so, and we have a lot of people who go to war in order to, you know, have a pension and get an education, and they serve their country, and when they come back, they're not treated well, they're not respected, they're not given the health care and the help that they need, and they really should be. So those are dear to my heart. And then the other thing that I support wholeheartedly is the No Hate campaign. That Adam Buska is a photographer lampooned, and you know, I'm from Nigeria, and unfortunately, recently they outlawed homosexuality as punishable by death. I'm also biracial, and my parents met in this country and got married very shortly after it was legal for them to be married. They met when it was illegal for them to be married. So marriage equality and basic equal rights for all human beings is something I think is kind of important.
It is very important, and each of our hosts, a lot of them have different passions, but as the Variety Radio Online, we feel as fans, one, we're fans, but two, we love, you know, bringing to other fans what's so important with the different shows and what different actors are doing. And the fans want to know sometimes when people are passionate about something, and it's nice to hear, you know, how we feel about things. And even at Comic-Con, we were part of the No Hate campaign last year. And I just think it's, you know, taking a stand and making sure you're educated and sharing that with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, also, I think, you know, at the very, you know, just lowest common denominator of being a human being and having a pulse and a heart and a soul and desires and feelings, I think we all need to remember that we are all human beings. We all deserve, at the very least, to be accepted for who we are. You don't need to like it. And if you don't want to hang out with me, that's fine. But at least, you know, accept that this is how I want to live my life. As long as people are not hurting anyone else, I really don't think it's anyone's business. And everybody deserves to be treated as an equal and to, you know, be rewarded for things like serving their country. And, you know, I just think that there are basic things that we all forget, you know, basic kindness, you know, which is really at the root of all these charities, is just basic kindness and basic understanding that we are all human beings just doing the best we can.
No, you're right. And I'll hang out with you anytime, no big deal.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it was really nice talking to you today. Thank you for taking out time out of your schedule to speak with us and share things with the fans and our radio station. We really appreciate that. And we look forward to any new adventures you have going on. And again, we'll try and support callbacks as much as we can. And we look forward to hearing what you have going on in the future.
Amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate it greatly.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift from